Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we're headed south to Oaxaca, Mexico, with a guide from Paris, Texas. Oaxaca, Mexico has long fascinated my friend Barbara Finley and many others from Paris and Northeast Texas. Its arts and crafts draw in the artistic crowd. A heavy indigenous presence attracts sociology and history majors, while archaeological aficionados drool over the nearby Mitla and Monte Albán ruins. On a more personal level, one of its Rotary clubs is a sister club to the Monday Greater Paris Rotary Club right here in Northeast Texas. Several years ago, Barbara decided to learn Spanish there and soak in the culture at the same time. She chose Bacari Language School for her lessons. At first, she stayed with a local family, but now rents an apartment for 2 months every summer. We decided to pay our friend a visit. Barbara's most recent apartment on Tenneco and Palacio Street sits next to a funeral home whose friend has befriended her. He easily greets Paris visitors while supervising his supply of caskets on display for passing residents. His dog knows that Barbara is good for a doggy treat every day. After spending so much time in Oaxaca each year, Barbara is aware that the church bells ring at 6:45 a.m., the high fog horn comes from the Gas de Oaxaca truck, and that a man calls out every morning selling water. She knows the hours of restaurants, names of waiters, best prices for handicrafts and souvenirs, where to find quality goods, days at museum close, and who makes the best coffee. That is all very valuable information. As guest, our only job was to pick among her daily suggestions and follow. We began with a cooking lesson at Casa Crespo, where we sipped coffee around a circular table and discussed the menu. Oaxaca is known for its subtle and eclectic moles and sauces. Our chef, Oscar Carrizosa, casually threw out suggestions for dishes with complex flavors and an occasional unfamiliar ingredient. After deciding on the four courses, Oscar grabbed a shopping bag and we quickly moved outside for the short journey to the Pascua market. Efficiently and expertly, he led us through a colorful maze of fruits and vegetables, stopping occasionally to explain a new fruit or herb. Honeybees hovered over the sweet blocks of candy, and ants kept the salt dry. Back at the restaurant, the cooking began. We moved between the chopping table and kitchen and used blenders, fine knives, and a tortilla press. Squash blossoms were rolled in a flour tortilla, pineapple, pork, and raisins stuffed into poblano chilies, and flan whipped and poured into a pressure cooker. Oscar carried all of the recipes in his head, although he did send the formulas to us by email. Lunch was served in courses, and we ate for 2 hours. Throughout the rest of the week, Barbara led us easily through the streets of Oaxaca, which has a known split personality. One part is dedicated to the large and profitable tourist industry. The crafts are still the best in the country. Since my last visit there 15 years ago, many of the streets and sidewalks have been repaved, and the number and sophistication of restaurants have exploded, as have the indoor and outdoor markets. Barbara introduced us to Casa de Oaxaca, where a Houston-trained Oaxacan chef created dishes such as duck tacos and a red snapper with lemon butter and capers served over a bed of tomato marmalade, the best dish I had there. Oaxaca's second face is political. The large indigenous population found its voice many years ago and has demanded equal treatment. A strong teachers' union holds annual massive strikes, sometimes with large demonstrations. A strike of 2006 caused the number of tourists to plummet, and Oaxaca is just now recovering its previous numbers. This dichotomy is best represented at the Zocalo, Oaxaca's central square. While we were seated at one of the many outdoor restaurants, vendors pleaded with us to buy painted bookmarks, woven scarves, or handmade backpacks. Across the street, a large painted sign hung between two trees demanding Justicia para Oaxaca, ahora y siempre. Justice for Oaxaca, now and forever. The two worlds of tourism and political activism slow dance together, trying not to trip the other up. I hasten to add that we never felt in any danger during our visit. We also explored the markets of Benito Juarez, Mercado 20 de Noviembre, y Artesans de Oaxaca. Mujeres Artesanas, a co-op store with a quality selection of artistic goods from all over Oaxaca, rated a second stop. We bought movie CDs at one street fair and bilingual books at another. With a chocoholic husband, I had to purchase blocks of chocolate from one of the many chocolate stores on Mina Street. For a traveler who prides herself on minimal purchases, I found the beautiful and magical artistic world of Oaxaca irresistible and returned to Paris with many recuerdos de Mexico. Oaxaca is an enchanting city, made even more accessible by Barbara's familiarity with its offerings. It is far removed from the violence of northern Mexico and deserves a greater following from Americans. We were lucky to have our own personal guide, but even more fortunate to explore this World Heritage Site.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.